Session 4. Babies and Toddlers in Family Worship. So far, what we've done in this teaching series is we've talked generally about what family worship looks like, why it's important, and how to get it started in your home. And in the next two sessions, what I want to do is explain how to apply these principles throughout various stages of your child's life, specifically babies and toddlers. And then next session, preteens and teens. Why those two age groups? Honestly, because those are the age groups that, in my experience, have the most complications with getting family worship started and sustaining a family worship habit. So first, babies and toddlers in family worship. So when our first daughter was born, we had family worship together for the first time in the hospital. And I'm going to be honest, we were not perfectly consistent with family worship immediately, but we knew that it was valuable for our daughter to have family worship baked into the rhythms of her life from the very beginning. And when I tell new parents to do that, to start making family worship a daily habit for their family, they often reply with skepticism. They say things like, why spend time reading the Bible to your infant? It's not like they're going to understand anything that they hear. And I will be honest, no, your infant, barring a pretty incredible miracle from God, will not understand everything that you read in family worship. But that doesn't mean that family worship isn't worthwhile for families without older children, with just infants. Because just like older kids, babies have a lot to learn, am I right? And habits and repetition are the only way that babies learn anything. The only reason that your child has learned or will learn to say mama and dada is because you said those words to them constantly. The only way they will learn to brush their teeth is by doing it every day. And we know that this is true. So many parents are complete sticklers for making sure their baby's bedtime routine is exactly the same every single night. And the reason we prioritize bedtime so much is because we know that having a daily rhythm will help our children sleep. So we understand the value of habits and repetition in every area of caring for a baby or a toddler. Well, habits and repetition can have a positive impact on your child's spiritual life as well. By making a daily habit of family worship, you're showing your children, even though they don't understand everything that's going on, you're showing them that God's word is valuable, that prayer is important, and that God is great and worthy of praise. We are, through habit, teaching our children that God is the center of our lives and our family. And if you don't start family worship with an infant, when will you start it? Then you're just going to have to go through all of the hurdles of introducing a new habit to your child. Why not just start from the beginning, encouraging this habit? Our hope is that our children would never know a day when God's word was not proclaimed over them. And at the same time, we're equipping our children with the ability to sit and listen to God's word. We're teaching them that discipline. And so if listening to the Bible is a daily habit for your child from the very beginning of their lives, they're going to be much better equipped to read the Bible for themselves, to attend family worship, and to listen to sermons on Sunday morning when they're 5 and 15 and 55. So families with babies, I encourage you, make family worship a part of your bedtime routine. Why bedtime? Because it happens every night, like we said, in roughly the same way. So make family worship a part of it. Just before you read the books and brush the teeth or, you know, whatever it is you're doing, read the Bible, pray, and sing together. And everything that we just said about babies applies to toddlers as well, because toddlers are still soaking up everything from our habits and our routines. But at the same time, toddlers are quickly becoming information sponges, just soaking up tons of information. And so you can introduce interactive elements to help your toddler learn that family worship is for them just as much as it's for mom and dad. I mentioned in session two that we teach our toddler Bible reading questions about the books that we're reading. And questions like that are reinforcing the idea that God's word is valuable for her. But those questions are also helping her legitimately learn information. They're helping her learn the names of the books of the Bible and how they all fit together. And asking questions like that, teaching your children answers to those questions like that, will take time, but your toddlers will learn this information if you help them along the way. So start investing in your toddler and teaching them that information about the Bible. Our family worship guides include toddler Bible questions for each book of the Bible and an interactive listening guide to help toddlers stay focused. You can see a sample of our family worship guides at godcenteredfamily.org. God has commanded you, parents, to bring your children up in the training and instruction of the Lord. I hope that you'll take that command seriously from the very beginning of your child's life, and I hope that family worship will be a part of that commitment.